Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Asha Woodhouse, you're the new UCC Students Union President. I'm going to get the first bit out of the way, even though it's nothing to do with you, and I presume you don't know why, but isn't it mad that you're the first female Students Union President in 18 years in UCC?
I know, I can't believe it. I didn't even think about it that much, like, going into it, but it is just, when you say 18 years, like, it is just...
Yeah. And in all that has gone on in those 18 years, you know, about kind of like equality in society and the like. Listen, how many of those who you ran against, what was the balance, the gender balance in that sense?
For the position of president, there was three candidates. I was the only woman, so there was two men running against me.
Well done. You picked up 2,900. It's not all counted yet, but you got, is that right? But you had 53.
No, it is.
Oh, right. Well, you had 53% of the first preference, so you were in no matter what.
Yeah. I reached the quota on the first count, so they didn't go into transfers at all.
Yes.
So
yes.
I beyond my wildest dreams.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
I know your parents, Fiona and Emma, so I'm sure they're delighted and proud and thrilled and shocked. Shocked. We were missed. She was once our baby, and now she's a bloody Students Union president. Mad.
I
ran for election once, as did Stevie G. I'm not sure if you know Stevie G, also Red
FM
DJ.
Yeah, I didn't know the two of you ran.
Not for a Students Union president. Now, that was beyond our ambitions. We were two messers now to be going for that. We were going for publications officer. I'm not sure if that's still the title on it. It was so far back. It was the UCC Gazette. What's the main student publication?
Oh, it's the Express now.
Yes. So it was the Gazette then. I don't want anyone to date when that was. And we ran. There was a field of about eight people running for it, and I was ahead of him going into the fourth last round. And then he pipped me by like a few votes. So he came third in it. I came fourth. I had been ahead of him going into that last one though, and I had the right to call.
You ran a good race.
Oh God, it was a fella from Spridnave in Bishopstown won, and sure, he'd half the campus.
Of course.
If I had known back then what Cork was like and everything, sure, a blow-in from Dundalk running for elections.
Oh, good luck,
I think I did well.
From Dundalk, God, people don't even know where that is.
Back in the day, that was diversity. The fact that they even let me in. Asha, what will it mean? Like, where are you at in college in terms of how many years have you done there and what it is you're doing?
Oh, God. I did my undergrad in environmental science. So I graduated this year gone. And I'm doing a master's now in environmental law. So I'll be, it's my fifth year in UCC. So I've been around playing the game for a while now.
Nice one. Itching to get back on campus, as all students are, no doubt. I mean,
yeah.
It's not student life if you're not on campus with everybody.
No, the online college is really just diabolical. I mean, lecturers are doing the best they can, but it's just
it takes all the fun away from it as well.
It takes the joy out of it. Yeah, you don't realize that the whole sense of community, that the socializing, how integral that is to your education experience.
Is there anything you can do now in your, so you have a 1 year term as president? And you hope that some of that year we'll see people back. I mean, fingers crossed, maybe there's talk of October being a normal...
Yeah, one of the things I'd be interested to see and will be pushing the college with is the Department of Health that come out and said they're going to be trialling antigen testing. Hmm. And if we can roll out antigen testing in campuses, that would... Yes. Solve a lot of our problems. I mean, it would mean we maybe wouldn't be able to get everyone back, particularly people who are vulnerable or who are living at home with someone vulnerable. But, I mean, antigen testing seems to be working in a lot of places. They're rolling it out in schools in the UK, and it seems to be doing enough of a job. I mean, there's concerns it would give people a false sense of security, but people already have a false sense of security.
Yeah, and we need to manage our way through this as best we can. There was a gig in Barcelona a couple of weekends ago. Picture this, apparently played to 5,000 people. The jealousy, unbelievable. Three different centres were set up that morning, all 5,000 people, antigen testing. Six turned up to be positive, but everyone went to the gig and behaved as you would normally at a gig. So, you know, that's a sign of how we can maybe move forward in this. Look, let's park that there. COVID has not been a fun experience for anyone, but certainly not for students. There'll be people going into third year this October who'll have only had half of a first year on campus.
I know. I was only talking to a friend the other day who's only in second year, and I just, that exact line came up. He was like, oh sure, I was only halfway through first year. And I was like, my God, I feel so lucky that I got through the majority of my undergrad. I will say finishing final year when a pandemic started was not a pretty fight.
No.
Even just from an educational point of view, you're missing a networking thing with lecturers, and it's very isolating. You know, I mean, everyone's feeling it, but if we can get past that, that we'll get back to campus.
Absolutely.
That would be a dream come true.
Absolutely. So look, fingers crossed. It mightn't surprise you, I was a bit of a messer in school, so I kind of screwed up a few subjects. You know, some subjects you're able to catch up on, others if you've blown it at the beginning are harder to do. So I kind of scraped into arts, and it was this experience in my life, having another 3 years to kind of hold off having to be an adult or having to, you know, face like sort of serious life decisions.
Real safety blanket.
Yeah, and like to continue reading books and chatting to people and playing football, and it was, oh my God, you know, if you can get yourself to college, do, would be the suggestion I would give. And UCC, because it's just a fabulous campus and a fabulous place. I wish you really well in your term as president. One of your focuses is on sustainability, and that ties in, I guess, with your you know, what you did your undergrad and now your MA in. So sustainability, gender equality, and generally political engagement.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, from my perspective, I felt like recently across the country, like student politics is a very isolated bubble, you know, and I felt like it kind of became depoliticized in a way, and student engagement is just so low, and I really want to bring that back, you know, and particularly because the pandemic across the board has shown all of us students are not that, like, we're really living under such a precarious system, like, you know, our healthcare system is under threat, our housing system is under threat, our education is under threat, and it's just not sustainable. And I suppose I'm coming at it as well, my area of expertise is environmentalism, is climate change, and like the parallels between the climate crisis and COVID is striking, you know.
And it also shows you what society can actually do when it really takes serious. So I think that hopefully as all of this fades back, we can look at that and go, well, no one can say that we can't make major decisions and make major changes because it's been done.
And be flexible. I think that was one of this whole rigidity, especially in the academic system. Like, it wasn't helping anyone ever. It was actually just making things more difficult and more stressful for people. And I hope going forward we can keep this flexibility up. You know, I think it alleviates a lot of stress for people, and it makes your education experience a lot better, which is what you're here to do.
Asha Woodhouse, UCC Students Union President, thank you very much for being my local legend this evening. Good luck to you.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.